It's time for the Tri-State Area's brand new 50,000-watt radio talk show, Between the Minutes, featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals in the community. Between the Minutes is brought to you by Cybersoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com. And now, here's the host of Between the Minutes, Peter Radotti.
Good afternoon and welcome to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest radio talk show, brought to you by Cybersoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Radotti. The first segment of Between the Minutes will feature Inside Your Computer. This is similar to my newspaper article, Inside Your Computer, in the Philadelphia Public Record, discussing many interesting topics about computer security. Today, I want to talk about ideas that may help businesses. Many virus authors know that antivirus companies have been using virtual machine environments, sometimes called VM, to analyze samples of their attack programs. There are a lot of advantages of using VM for something like this. One of the reasons is that a virus damages a system, it's quick and easy to replace. There's no hardware to attack, and since it's only a matter of seconds to set up a new VM system from a saved file, there's a large time savings in the event that something goes wrong. Since the cyber crooks know this, many attack programs now look around to see if they're running in a VM or a real computer. If they are in a VM, then they do not attack or exhibit any activity. Of course, the industry knows this and has developed other ways of countering this stealthy armor. Why should you care? First, setting up a VM environment for yourself or business is not too hard, and once set up, there are a lot of benefits. Once fully configured, you can easily save the entire VM environment to a file somewhere else. This could be a second drive or server. If you're using thin clients where a screen, keyboard, and mouse is connected to a server without a local computer, then in the event of a system failure for any reason, getting back to work may be as simple as rebooting the thin client to a different server. Next, we talk about the national internet kill switch that has been in the news. A lot of people hate the idea of a national internet kill switch, but it is actually a very important and useful idea. People who are opposed mostly are opposed for ideological reasons. As far as you are concerned, it actually doesn't matter if the national internet kill switch goes in place or not. You can have your own personal kill switch. If the United States is under a major cyber attack, you can just unplug your computer from the network. If you are wireless, you can turn off the wireless in your computer or unplug the wireless router. In either case, your computer is now isolated and cannot be attacked without gaining physical access. Yes, you'll not be able to access email, web pages, and the like, but your computer with your data can still operate, and the chance is good that such an attack will only last days. If you're a business, things get more complicated. It's unfair to ask each of your users to know when and how to disconnect their computers from the network. In addition, if you have a private network, then when you disconnect from the internet, your users should be able to continue to email each other, access servers, and do anything else that doesn't require the internet. If you must have access to the internet for a few job functions, you can set up an isolation room with very secure systems and limited internet access. Finally, Microsoft recently announced that it once again has major security updates for both Windows and Internet Explorer. This update is critical. It patches a record 64 vulnerabilities. If you use Windows, you should install this update as soon as possible. If you do not have auto update turned on, I suggest that you configure it to check daily. Since cybercrime has billions of dollars at stake, it is no wonder that crooks are constantly at war with security professionals. The amount of time between when a new attack is found and included in antivirus has become smaller and smaller. Firewall companies adjust their programs every week to counter new attacks. Operating system companies like Microsoft are constantly producing updates that not only close holes but sometimes make adjustments to counter specific threats. What's a dishonest crook supposed to do? Well, what they have been doing and what appears to be the new direction in attacks is something called a man-in-the-browser attack. These attacks are mostly against organizations and not individuals, but there's no reason they can't be used for both. These attacks normally install a hostile software program like Zeus, SpyEye, Bagat, Clampy, from a safe-looking website. In fact, it may be a website owned by an innocent organization. When a user visits the website, the attack software runs and then controls what the user sees in their browser. The user has no way of knowing that anything wrong has happened unless they have a good antivirus installed, and even then, it's a war between the antivirus companies and the crooks, with the crooks often winning. You can download a free 30-day demo of a good antivirus product from our sponsor's website of www.cyber.com. Once the attack software is installed, it steals information such as logon details for email systems, VPN, and cloud service information. These attacks not only target traditional computers, but also against smartphones, which are commonly used to browse the internet and access work-related information. Of course, a good cryptographic integrity tool, such as we mentioned already, can detect and eliminate this and all other file-based forms of attack. In wrapping up this week's segment of Inside Your Computer, I hope some of the subjects I spoke about were helpful to you. Make sure you read my article, Inside Your Computer, every Thursday in a Philadelphia Public Record newspaper. We'll be right back with today's guest on Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of TownWatch Integrated Services.
And this is Pete Rodotti, Between the Minutes.
And Philadelphia needs you.
Who, me?
Yes, you, Pete. We need you to get involved in your community to impact on the quality of life where you live by starting or joining a TownWatch group.
Really? How do I do that?
You reach out to me at 215-686-1459, or you reach me on the web, www.townwatch.net.
Wow, so I can really join.
You can really join. We provide training, assistance, and support, and we try to address crime in a holistic approach to improve the quality of life where you live.
Wow, that's great. Sign me up.
Join us and become a member of the Philadelphia TownWatch program.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes, heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Today we'll be discussing the primary election happening on May 17th with our special guest, City Councilwoman Marie Kiona Sanchez. Let's welcome this week's guest, Councilwoman Sanchez, to Between the Minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter, for the invitation.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. So, welcome.
Thank you, and I learned so much from your earlier segment. I'm going to go back and make sure that I have the auto update so that I can get the updates for my antivirus.
It's not just antivirus. It's Microsoft Windows and
Explorer.
Yeah, the whole thing, yeah. You really need to keep it all up to date, but luckily you only have to do like one button and it's update.
Let me ask you a question. My husband converted to a Macintosh, and I'm still the only one with a PC in my house. So I'm always jealous because they don't have to do some of the stuff that I have to do. The on the Explorer piece, it doesn't matter what your internet provider is.
No.
Because it's just your operating system?
No, it doesn't matter at all. And I'll tell you something funny. I use a Mac generally, too. I also have a Windows computer at home. And today, I needed to do something on the Microsoft website, and the Microsoft website wouldn't let me do it because it knew I was on a Mac.
Really?
So I had to get somebody else to go to it for me.
So the $100 million question, Mac better than Windows?
Well, if I say yes, then a lot of people are going to get angry. If I say no,
I know.
Here's the deal, really. Mm-hmm. Macintosh is ever since Mac OS X is actually Unix. So any attack that will attack a Unix machine will attack a Mac. However, crooks are after money nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what they want, money. And, you know, you have a choice. You can go after that little herd of buffalo over there called Macs where there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of Mac users. Or you can go after that herd over there with billions of Microsoft users. And, you know, even if you're the world's worst shot, you're going to hit two or three.
Right, right, right.
So that's the real reason. The real reason is that there's more money to be made robbing Microsoft machines than robbing Macintoshes. However, that's starting to change.
Okay. Well, you know. Good. As I said, I learned a lot.
Yeah, don't be unhappy. And by the way, I actually think that Microsoft Windows 7 mm-hmm. is probably the finest version of Windows they've ever produced.
Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that. I haven't updated yet to 7.
You'll like it when you do.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you.
So tell me, you know, what are you hearing on the street about the election? What's the vibe out there?
Interestingly enough, this election, because of all of the candidates, I think is going to challenge conventional wisdom. I think we're going to see a bigger turnout than people have talked about. Generally, on a non-competitive mayoral race like this one, they estimate anywhere between 12 and 20% turnout. I think in some of these districts, and the opportunity to really change the face of council for the next decade or so has some folks motivated. I think people are listening more than we think they are. I don't know if you agree with me, Cheat.
Absolutely. I mean, you're hearing a lot of buzz on the street in that direction. So
that's Frank Chichimable on the microphone there. So how's your district? Are you going to get the turnout?
Well, we are looking at what a 12% turnout does in terms of numbers and what our win number mm-hmm. is, if that were the case. We do project that there will probably be about 11,000 voters that come out in our election. And we're doing the best job we can to identify who our voters are and what our win number is so that we're being very strategic on election day. We're preparing for a monsoon in case it rains all day. You know, all of the things that... but more importantly, we're trying to deliver our message about what we've done in the last 3 years and how effective we've been and that we're on the right track. And I think my district, more than any other district who's seen, you know, from political corruption to all the infighting, is an important district if we continue the course we're going. People know that... that it's an important district for what's going to happen in the city, and it's an important district because it represents the largest group of new immigrants. So there's a lot of interesting features to the district.
Latinos are the newest group of immigrants?
No, interestingly enough, you know, we have a very stable Russian-speaking community at the top. We have the Brazilian Portuguese community in the middle. We have a growing Asian population. It's a real dynamic mix.
Yeah, anybody who goes to Cheltenham can see all the signs written in Korean.
Yes, yes. So we have some of that. We have about 5% Asian population in the district, and like Latinos, they grew based on the census number. So it's an interesting dynamic of all the different cultures. And you can see it in the signs. You go Castor Avenue, Bustleton Avenue, you can see it in the signs. But you can see it in the people. If you go to Cotman Mall now over there by Macy's, you could just see the very interesting mix of folks.
I personally think it's good for the city of Philadelphia. It's good for the whole nation as a whole to get all these people in. I mean, they always said that the strength of the United States is that we are everybody,
mm-hmm.
and I agree with it. I think it's a great opportunity to keep bringing more people, more cultures in, and have it mix. When I was younger, I never saw any kind of Latino food ever.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, it's everywhere.
Yep.
And it's delicious.
It is delicious. You know? It is very good. Although I keep saying Italian is my favorite. I think I was Italian in another life because I can eat pasta every single day.
Excellent. Yes, excellent. Yes. Yeah, I like the Italian part. That's good. Okay. So being Italian myself. And I'm actually on a low carb diet right now. So
oh, how are you managing? Well, you know, I tried the wheat pasta. Hard. It's not that bad.
I
know it's not the same.
I'm not allowed any. So really? Believe it or not, I found a pasta. It's not actually a pasta, but it tastes like a pasta that I can eat. It's Japanese pasta made from konjac glucomannan. It's called shirataki. Shirataki. It sells for,
I couldn't even pronounce that if you asked me again.
It sells for $3 a bag. It's pre-cooked. All you do is warm it up. You have to rinse it off because it smells funny. Once you rinse it off,
it you took out all the good part of it, right, Frank?
Once you rinse it off, and you put it you warm it up, put it in your plate. And put either gravy or Alfredo sauce on it. You can't tell the difference.
Oh, wow.
And you're ready for this? Zero calories, zero carbs.
And you can pick this up anywhere? Whole Foods, everywhere?
I don't know. I always shop at a Korean grocery. So I pick it up there.
Okay.
You can definitely buy it on Amazon.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, repeat that name again. I couldn't.
Shirataki or konjac glucomannan noodles.
Okay.
In Taiwan, they even make fake pork chops with glucomannan, and I'm told that they really taste like pork chops, except there's no calories.
Wow, interesting. And what do they make?
It's made out of a type of yam.
Oh, okay.
And the yam is not digestible by humans, okay? I mean, if you were like some animal that normally eats grass or something, you would digest it and get calories out of it. But humans... It actually is good for you. It's almost a tonic for the liver and for the digestive system, and it tastes good.
Oh, wow. Learned something. Well, I'm going to have to try that a little bit as we try to control the calories. Although I will tell you, on the campaign trail, you can't gain no weight. You're running around.
Well, you know, the thing is everybody that just heard me, if you're interested in these noodles, then you have to vote for Maria.
Okay? That's right. If you live in my district, please do.
Okay. Well, if they don't live in your district, they can still vote for you. It's just a bit of a problem.
We're not going to talk about South Philly politics right now.
Right? Way to go, Maria.
You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. This week's special guest is Councilwoman Maria Quiona Sanchez. And it is a live show. You can call in Pennsylvania, 610-667-9697. Again, that's 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, 877-667-9697. 877-667-9697. Okay, so we're really coming down to the wire. Mm-hmm. Election day is next week. What are you doing to really get the message out that you can tell us? Because I don't want you to give any secrets to, you know, your opponent.
Well, we're just really talking to voters. We are in the middle of a tough budget season. Next week we will do hearings for the school district. So it's a tough time. So in addition to running, we're still managing and still doing our day job.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I would think that running is a full-time job by itself.
It
Do you
is
sleep
a full-time.
At all?
This is the first time I have to run for re-election and still do my normal council stuff. And I can tell you, this is not for the faint of heart. But, you know, fortunately, our budget for the city has stabilized. But now we're faced with this huge deficit at the school district and not really knowing where Corbett is going to end up. I heard that he now has a $600 million surplus, which is a lot more than he expected, but he still doesn't want to put more money in education. We're very concerned about the elimination of full-day kindergarten. That's extremely difficult for folks in my district.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that. Let me ask you a question. if you talk to people on the street,
mm-hmm.
and specifically about different candidates, I usually talk about candidates that have been on the show because I've met you and mm-hmm. I get interested in what you have to say and what you're doing. I hear different things. Mm-hmm. One thing I hear is that, you know, you're going to have a cakewalk, and you're going to get elected, and it's no problem. In fact, you may even eventually be the first woman Latino mayor. The other thing I hear is that your opponent has built up a head of steam, and that you're running against the Democratic machine. Are you really running against the Democratic machine?
Yeah, there's absolutely no way that Danny Savage could be running on his own against me. Absolutely not. He is the epitome of a machine candidate, packaged in all, to run against me. And it's because there's interest, and you know, we've seen this before, all over the city. There are interests from outside the district that do not want to have someone as independent as I am in this seat.
But really, that's your strength.
It is, but you know, this is I would say the last push by the old party establishment to try to control the seat, and they know that after this election, with redistricting coming, that I will be in what folks will say it's a safer district. You know, I like to say that we won in this district, and we won with vote from all over the district, and people have demonstrated in this particular district that they want someone as independent as I am. So, you know, the machine thought, oh, you know, she doesn't get the party endorsement. As I knock on doors, people say, I'll vote for you again, but stay independent, because it's okay with them. They want someone like me who's not going to be holding to anybody.
But that's, I mean, the city needs that. I mean, we're in an economic downturn. City of Philadelphia is feeling it hard. Mm-hmm. You know, we're a big city. We're losing money, but we can't. You know, we can't just make money appear out of the sky. It doesn't rain money. So people coming up with independent ideas are not the same old tired truisms. Mm-hmm. You know, you would think that they would want that.
You would think they would embrace someone like me and my candidacy, because I do represent a segment of the population in the Latino community that's been faithful Democratic voters who need a voice. And why shouldn't we have a voice?
Well, you're still running on the Democrat ticket, right?
Absolutely.
There's no problem.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think that we won without the party last time. This time we do have some party support. And I think ultimately the voters who are the party, I think this is one of those elections where the Democratic voters have to show the party that they are in control, not the party, that a few people can't sit down in a 1421 Walnut and make decisions about what happens in neighborhoods. And I think my election is one of those elections. And I think that I feel the outrage by folks because I'm the only incumbent not endorsed. It's like they come up with rules. It's like you meet the bar. You know, the bar was, right, you got to run as an independent and get elected. So you do that. Then you come back and say, no, now you're a member of our party. You're in the club. You're an incumbent. And then I run again.
Yeah,
and
you're in the club unless they decide you're not in the club.
Exactly. So I was in the club for about 3 years, and then they said I'm no longer in the club. But, you know, it's unfortunate. This is my party. As I tell folks all the time, you know, as people say, oh, maybe we should just start our own party. No, this is our party. We just got to claim it. We got, and in my particular district, we got to show the party that it has to be more responsive to people.
Well, hopefully, you know, you'll hit the expiration date on this packaged product that you're running against, you know.
Yeah, I think, the party has to groom candidates who don't feel a sense of entitlement. This entitlement of, you know, my dad, my mom, and, you know, the legacy. As I tell my two sons, I have a 23-year-old and a 13-year-old. I said to him, you know, you're going to have to earn this. This doesn't come because of your last name or, you know, the entitlement is not good for us. And that's what's led, if you look, you know, nationally, you know, the Bushes and the Clintons and the, you know, the cycle of stuff. There's a lot of talent out here, and the party has to embrace that new talent.
That sounds good to me. I mean, so you're going to get the turnout?
I believe so. And again, as I said before, even with a low turnout, I think we're gonna get the response in terms of the voters. We did an internal poll, and it showed that we're on course to win.
So let me ask you.
And we outraised everybody except, of course, you know, the mighty 6 Councilmatic district. I can't compete with those interests. But we, as a district council person, we outraised everybody else.
Are you worried at all about the weather? You know, there's always these things where they say, well, you know, if the weather's bad, then people don't come out.
I absolutely am concerned about the weather. So we're planning an election day with a monsoon. Assume it's going to rain all day and that we're prepared. We have taxi cab services that are be available to take people to the polls.
Tell them how to get hold of that if they're coming to vote for you.
If they're coming to vote for me, they can call our campaign office at 215-634-2120. 215-634-2120. They can go on our website and it'll have our number where they can link in, and we will pick them up wherever they're at and take them over to the polls. So we're planning for a rainy day, although in 2007 it rained till about 10 o'clock and then we had the most beautiful day. So we're hoping for one of those.
That would be nice. That would be really
today
nice.
Is absolutely beautiful. This has been incredible campaign weather this last week. I have been having so much fun.
Well, you know what they say about the weather. You never know what it's going to do. They might say rain and you're going to have great weather, or they might say great weather and you have rain. You just never know. And even with that, you know, it might be raining in one area and not another.
Yeah, that's true. I have seen that in Philadelphia. I thought that was only a Caribbean thing, but I must say, we travel from the north to the northeast, sometimes it's raining in one part and
I've seen that everywhere in this country, including California. Okay. Where I was sitting in front of a hotel, and it was raining across the street.
Oh, wow. Interesting. That's as we call those passerby or clouds.
Yeah. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Our guest is Councilwoman Maria Kiona Sanchez, and we're talking about the election, which is next week. What's on your website these days?
You can go up. We're updating it on our events. What I'm most proud about the website, and I encourage people to go, is www.maria2011.com. We have up there all of our legislative accomplishments, all of the work that we've done. We've had all the groups that we've funded, and we provide daily updates with what activities we're going to be doing, both on the fundraising side and then community events that we're out there. So it's a pretty interactive website. Folks can go up. They can learn more about what we're doing. In the last couple of weeks, we've received incredible endorsements. We had the mayor and Congressman Fattah, State Representative Dwight Evans yesterday. We had the FOP and District Attorney Seth Williams. We did a public safety where we had different officials from talk about how I've worked in partnership with the police department to fight crime in a different way. We've piloted every single crime prevention strategy in the city in the 7th Councilmatic District, so we're very happy with that.
Yep. It sounds like everybody endorsed you.
No. We got some of, you know, the AFL-CIO did a non-endorsement, and there were some other folks, including some of the worker unions in the city, that did not endorse me. But, you know, that's politics. You know, this is a contact sport. We were prepared for it. Those unions who are worker unions and represent folks in my district, whether it's the local laborers, 57 and 332, SEIU 32BJ, those unions who represent the workers who live in my district, they are with me, and they've been very supportive.
Well, that's good, and even though they're not supporting you, they're not going around saying, don't vote for her, don't vote for her.
It's kind of hard to come into a district like mine and say, don't vote for this person you know who's working hard, who walks the streets as one of you, to vote for someone else they've never seen. Can't happen.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. You're listening to Between the Minutes, 1540 AM, and live on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com. Brought to you by Cybersoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Perdotti. We'll be right back with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM. It's
the multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Anthony Murphy, Executive Director of Town Watch Integrated Services, and Philadelphia needs you. We would like you to join the Town Watch Group or start a Town Watch Group in your community. To get in touch with me, you can reach me at 215-686-1459 or you can go to our website, www.townwatch.net, or you can go to philadelphia.gov, Philadelphia website, and put in Town Watch, and you will find us and fill out an information slip. Philadelphia needs you to impact on the quality of life and help us to make sure that Philadelphia is a safer city. 215-686-1459. Thank you.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the ASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Radotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by Cybersoft Operating Corporation. Today we're discussing the primary election happening on May 17th with our special guest, City Councilwoman Marie Keona Sanchez, and we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hey, it's Amy.
Uh-oh, it's Aunt Edna. How you doing, Aunt Edna?
I like that.
Huh?
I know. You're my favorite nephew.
I'm your only nephew.
Well, that's beside the point.
Hi, Aunt Edna.
Well, hello there. You're Ms. Sanchez?
Yes.
I heard about you. I heard good things about you.
Oh, well, thank you. Are you enjoying this wonderful weather?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Love to be out there in a bathing suit, but I'd horrify everybody. Yeah, I can't do that to people. They have weak hearts.
You can do it.
You know what? You know what I say about women in politics? We ought to get them out of the kitchen and into the cabinet.
Oh, I like that one. I'm going to have
like
to use
that.
Yes, I do. I absolutely like that one.
We need more strong women in government. I'll tell you.
No, absolutely.
I'll tell you something right now. One of the great women wasn't even a politician. She was Mae West. You know why? Because if it wasn't for her, you'd still be wearing a corset.
A what?
A corset. Hey, you don't even know what it is.
You don't know what it is, and you're a Philadelphian? Philadelphia was the last market in the United States for corsets.
Get out.
Those were the...
I know exactly.
Girls,
girls in corsets
lasted here after everybody else gave them up.
Oh, my God. No. Fortunately for me, I never had to wear those. Yes.
Yeah, you learn something new every day.
Yeah. Yes.
So thank your lucky stars for Mae West.
Okay, Aunt Edna.
She liberated us from the girdle.
Right.
Thank you for calling in with that useful information.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck to the lady.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, the show is live. You can call in Pennsylvania, 610-667-9697. In New Jersey, 877-667-9697. Our guest is Maria Keonis Sanchez, re-elect councilwoman number 191.
It's our zip code. It's the beginning numbers of our zip code, so it's easy for people to remember. 191, at least for the city of Philadelphia, most of the zip codes start 191.
What are the hot topics in your district?
Well, we obviously there's a concern for jobs. Jobs, 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 and more jobs. I think this economy, while we've seen it somewhat stabilized, we haven't increased the number of jobs. So for me, small businesses and some of the small manufacturers become important because those are what we call living wage jobs in the district. So we're working really hard in all of our commercial corridors, revamping some of them, giving them facelifts. In fact, in the Centro de Oro, which is the Latino shopping corridor, we just put up some palm trees. So we've rebranded it with the palm trees, gave it, ethnic flair to it. We've been working really hard and have been successful in getting some of the supermarkets in the area. We have a project coming up on 8th and Lehigh that would include an expanded Save a Lot and some other stuff. So jobs, trying to entice developers. Just last week, I met with some developers who are interested in some tracts of land in the district and, you know, trying to facilitate and engage them to come in. I don't have a supermarket in Frankfurt. We've worked really hard at trying to draw someone in, and hopefully someone will bite soon and we can get a supermarket in Frankfurt.
Well, those are good ideas, because not only do you create construction jobs, but then you create permanent jobs for the people who work there.
Absolutely. The ideal situation is to be able to live and work in your same neighborhood, and that's what we're shooting for.
And that is the tradition in Philadelphia.
Yes. No, I think it's you know, they say that Philadelphia is the city of neighborhoods, and every neighborhood has its own character, its own feel, and it's wonderful because, you know, if you want to get a taste of something different, whether it's Chinatown or South Philly or the Northeast, there's a flair to it, and that's important.
Yeah. Well, I think it's great. These palm trees are kind of interesting. Do you have to replant them every year? Or?
No, they're metal palm trees. So
metal?
They will not. Yes, they're metal.
So
it's aesthetic.
Are they going
it's
to
aesthetic.
Be there? Are they going to be there tomorrow? Or?
Well, so far they've been there for 4 days. They went up on Saturday. We're watching them.
They're bolted
closely.
Down good?
They're bolted down good. The company came from out of town to put them up. And actually on Saturday we
Wait a minute. You couldn't find a metal shop in town to make
well, this
palm
is
trees?
This is a very unique structure because it needs to have, it's a capital project, so it needs a okay. lifespan of 30 years. So it's a certain type of metal that will withstand the temperature and the different weather, you know, changes.
And I guess it's probably not a good idea to have a heavy metal palm tree fall on somebody, so.
Well, I know that there's been talk about how we put the coconuts up there. That's some of the discussion among some of the businessmen out there. I'm sure they're going to come up with something creative, but they look very well, and the carter looks very well, and we're very proud of that work.
I know. I actually like the palm tree look. You go to Wildwood, and you'll see places down there with the palm trees. And
oh, yeah, all those beach bars and stuff, they're so cool.
It really is nice.
Yeah, you can almost imagine
well,
yourself
there's
somewhere
else. There's another good reason to vote for you. You actually go to Wildwood.
I do. My kids like going down there. It's probably a little too loud for me now. Like, I can tell I'm getting older when I go down there and say, oh, do we really need to do this 3 or 4 days? But
well, don't worry. Because
it's a tradition. It's a Philadelphia tradition.
Yeah, don't worry, because as you get even older, mm-hmm. you won't hear it.
You know, it's interesting, the connection between Philadelphia and the shore, and how much that's part of growing up in Philadelphia is going down the shore. And I know families that go every year, and every year, you know, it's extended family. And I think it's just wonderful.
I looked forward to it every year. And even in the years we couldn't afford to go, we went down for just a night. You know, we would go in the morning and then come back.
And that's one of those big item issues for the city. I mean, we have so much waterfront property. And when you look at what's going on in Manayunk, if we can create those nice open spaces along the waterfront, I think those are going to be incredible attractions. You know, I know the bike trail. My colleague Curtis Jones has worked really hard on the bike trail in Manayunk, the boardwalk in Manayunk, and we have so much potential on Delaware Avenue.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's another opportunity to create a beautiful environment, an attraction to bring people in from outside. I mean, I remember the waterfront in Baltimore before they fixed it up.
Mm.
You did not want to smell it.
And that place is always jumping. It's always jumping. I visited Chicago once, and when I saw their waterfront, their beach waterfront in downtown Chicago, I was amazed. I said, we could do this stuff. Obviously, the Delaware is a little bit different than their water, than their river.
Yeah, but well, the Delaware doesn't catch on fire.
Well, that's true. But it has just a tremendous potential, and you know, that's one of the projects that the mayor has worked hard on, and he wants it to be one of his legacy projects, is the waterfront. And I think it's one that, you know, we can build more housing on along there, more green spaces, and that's what's going to draw people to the city.
Well, the one area that you have down there, the River Rink, boats that bring you over to the music center and the aquarium and everything. Those are really active areas all year round. In the winter, you've got skaters. In the summer, you've got people just walking around and taking advantage of the nice things that are there. So, yeah, expanding that sounds like a really good idea. Now, can you get any of it expanded into your district?
Well, I don't reach the waterfront. I don't know if after redistricting I'll have any of it, but I'm...
No, Manayunk doesn't have any water.
Well, it has the canal. It's technically water, right?
I guess it's technically water.
Well, you know, one thing that I find about young people, they just want the aesthetics. If, you know, you have water, you put a couple palm trees around Manayunk, and, you know, they can be down the shore and they're mine. But I do think that both the school goal and other places lends themselves for us creating more tourist designations in the city.
I always thought that they should have done more with the waterworks down by the art museum.
It's beautiful. That restaurant is just...
It's gorgeous over there. The view from both sides is fantastic. And it's so unique.
It really is, and I think that's, you know, Fairmount Park and now our newly merged Parks and Recreation Department, under the leadership of Mike DeBerdinas and Susan Slauson and Mark Falk, we just take Fairmount Park for granted. It's just a beautiful, beautiful park that offers so many different resources to the city. It's amazing, and I'm sure that we're going to continue to grow our park system in a way unlike, you know, we've seen in any other city. You know, the mayor's goal of creating a green space within 10-minute walk from every neighborhood is laudable, and we should create that space. It's amazing what trees will do to a neighborhood.
Oh, well, Philadelphia is a very green city compared to practically any other city. I mean, it's remarkable in its way. You know, Cheech, you're a Philadelphian, true and true, 100%. Why don't you weigh in on this election a little bit?
Well, I have a question for you, Maria.
Uh-oh.
Maria, you have proven to be a mover and a shaker. Your record of performance in the 7th Councilmanal District speaks volumes. It's the last day before the primary. It's your last pitch. What do you have to tell your constituents?
I have to remind them that we have worked hard, that we have changed the image of the 7th Councilmatic District, but I need them. I need folks on election day not to feel like, because, you know, I read yesterday's Daily News editorial endorsement of my candidacy, and they said a no-brainer. Well, I don't want people thinking that. I want people to come out and say, I'm voting for Maria, and they're going to do it in massive form, because it's not just about voting. It's about sending a message that the people in my district care. So their coming out to vote is a demonstration that they continue to care, and more importantly, they believe that they deserve honest leadership with integrity.
Knowing these elections, Maria, and what you're just saying, a political nightmare today at a primary is that your people in your district or around whoever, council at large, your district in general, the old thing, she's going to win and they don't show up to
yes,
the vote.
Yes, that's dangerous.
And it also can become very rampant. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen it in union elections in my own. I've seen it in other political battles that I was involved in. How do you curtail that day?
Well, when, you know, elections are not won on election day, they're lost on election day. And so we have been preparing in the last 3 months, building momentum, identifying our voters. We've had a very aggressive canvassing campaign. We've had a very aggressive phone banking campaign and identified the folks who said, yes, I'm going to vote for Maria. So on election day, we're not just knocking on doors. We're going after the people that already said they want to vote for me. So that's how we're going to win on election day is, you know, you lose election day by not knowing who your voters are, who wants to come out and vote for you, whether it's the folks who filled out an absentee ballot prior to, and then on election day ensuring that the folks who already committed actually come out and vote. So that's our job. So you don't win it. You lose it on election day.
Now, here's a little something different. You have what you have in your political history, the people on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, How do you attack that? Is that the same mode of operandi, or is it a little different? Because people on the fence tend to don't want to be bothered either way.
Right, and for that, we have an aggressive mail campaign. We're sending people out mail talking about our record, what we've done, and trying to get them motivated as to why they need to come out and vote. You know, some people are okay, so if they're I'm okay, I don't need to come out, because usually we're crisis-oriented. We want to come out when we're angry. We're trying to remind those people all of the great things that we've started so that they feel that they have a reason to come out and say, yeah, I'm okay, but I want to continue to be okay, and that's why I need to come out and vote.
Thank you for listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM. You can also friend us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/BTM Radio. More of Between the Minutes next on Radio 1540 AM.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, talking to you about CyberSoft. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. Having 20 years of experience, CyberSoft protects many platforms, including Microsoft Windows. So for the best antivirus security, visit www.cyber.com. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. For the best in protection, remember, in any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit www.cyber.com. That's www.cyber.com.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the ASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333 or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Rodotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Today we're discussing the primary election happening on May 17th with our special guest, City Councilwoman Maria Kiona Sanchez. And we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Nope, they went out.
Oh, the caller left. Oh, well, sorry about that. Call back, we're here. So we were talking about the show a little bit. Oh, wait a minute. Looks like the phone's ringing. Hold on. Okay, caller, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling.
Okay, so I've been listening. This is Monica from Overbrook. I've been listening for the past couple of weeks, you know, all the politicians that have been coming on. And I'm just so interested in knowing who could push for a Real Housewives of Philadelphia franchise, because I think that would be wonderful for the city.
A real, can you clarify that again?
Like Bravo TV, they have the show Real Housewives, and they've gone to various cities. And I would love to see Philadelphia showcased on a show like that.
Well, it's interesting you would say that. One of the bills that we completed over the last couple of years was really putting together a public access station. So we, Philadelphia, now has a publicly funded public access station. You should reach out to them. They're actually functioning out of the Painted Bride offices on 2nd and Vine. And there are four public access stations that are, as they get started, they want to do 24-hour programming. So you should reach out to them.
How will people be able to see this? On there? Is it broadcast?
Yes,
is it cable?
There's four channels that are dedicated both on Verizon and Comcast to do Philadelphia-based programming.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And that's going to, now will people outside of Philadelphia be able to see it if they want to?
In our whatever the service area is for Verizon and for Comcast, but that was part of when we allowed Verizon to come in, we ensured funding annual funding for the public access station. So, you know, we're hoping that to have several different language shows on there and different type of programming, so she should reach out to them.
And hopefully you'll make it available on the internet so that people as far away as other countries can see it and say, wow, what a great place, I want to go visit.
Absolutely. That would, I mean, obviously technology allows us to do that, and CyberSoft can come and tell us how to do that, but yes, public access is alive and well. I just taped a segment for them. So please reach out to them, the public access station.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay. I don't know if you know this, but we actually invited your opponent to come on the show and debate you. And the response that we got back was no response at all. Zero. Zilch. Not even a polite no. So I think you got the guy afraid.
Well, unfortunately, you know, when you think you're entitled, you take a lot of things for granted. I take nothing for granted. As Frank said earlier, I'm going to work every single hour till the polls close at 8 o'clock on May 17th.
Yeah, that's a good way to go, a great attitude. But I'm still disappointed that he wouldn't face you.
Well, we had several forums. In fact, if you go into our website, you can get a glimpse of what our debates were. They got pretty heated at some points. You know, some accusations. He started in the last few weeks a very negative campaign against me, which is indicative of what I'm sure his poll numbers are showing him, that the only way to beat me is to try to go negative. So we expect the next 7 days to be lively.
Whenever I hear negative campaign ads, I know that some people like to hear them. When I hear them, I always think that it's like glue. They're talking about themselves.
Projection. Oh, they're projecting out.
That's my opinion. Now, I'm just one person, but, you know, whatever they're talking about, I just assume they're really trying to tell me about themselves. Mm-hmm. So when they say, you know, well, my opponent, hates bears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you hate bears. Okay, fine. I didn't hear your opponent say anything about bears, and who cares about bears right now? There's no bears in the city of Philadelphia except at the zoo.
Right.
I hope.
Yeah, it's interesting because one of the things he's accused me of are so hypocritical of his own positions. You know, he's making this drop issue with the fact that I might vote for Marian Tasco after the election for president. I might vote for her, yes. He's supporting someone who's on drop. He says all elected officials who took drop are despicable. It's like you can't say one thing and then do the other. It's as if, you know, I mentioned to him. Yeah. And one of our debates, I said, you know, you can't keep lying and expecting it to become truth. It's not going to become truth. He says, oh, there's too much crime. Yes, there's too much crime. But statistically, we've reduced crime in every category. So he keeps saying, oh, there's too much crime. Yes, but statistically, we've reduced crime. You know, it's sort of, there's too much blight. Yes, we do have blight. That's why we have to do a community development plan. We got to revitalize neighborhoods. So all the things he's accused me of, you know, he said her only achievement was parades. And then he shows up to the parades. The parade organizers are like, this guy is crazy. But if you go on our website, we have a long list of accomplishments. After the third or fourth time, he said he'd done more in 13 months than I did in 3 years. I got kind of peed off, and I sat down at the computer, and I came up with an extensive accomplishment list. It's on our website. You can see for yourself. The record speaks for itself.
Well, and it's a good record. I mean, I've looked at your website. You've been on the show a few times. Anybody who wants to hear your past episodes can go to our website and hear you. You're very consistent. You have good common sense. Common sense is valuable, you know. So I also want to tell our listeners that the show is going to rerun tonight at 6 p.m. and Monday at 7 p.m. So if you missed it, you have a family member that you want to hear it, you can listen to it again tonight, 6 p.m., Monday at 7 p.m., and on the website at www.betweentheminutes.com. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you for the invitation.
It's always a pleasure to have
you
on the show.
Thank you. So. Really appreciate the opportunity to come and talk about what we're doing in council.
Yeah. And to you, our listeners, thank you for listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM and on the web at www.betweentheminutes.com, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. We'll be back next week with more of Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM.
The following program is brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.